Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
And the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. 20 minutes from now, Femi and I will give you our breakdown of Game 6 of the World Series. I'm going to run by Femi my thought on what the Dodgers should do tomorrow night if we get a Game 7. And Femi's got a burning take. Is it burning? I don't know. I like it a lot.
Sizzling.
It's like Tyler's fajitas. On who might win World Series MVP if things break a certain way. I think it's really interesting. We'll get into that coming up in 20 minutes. And we will talk the games tonight in the NBA and the National Hockey League. Mike Somich, our friend from RacingDudes.com and VSiN. Mike Somich stops by in 40 minutes with thoughts on the National Football League and the Breeders' Cup. Little horse racing this weekend. You absolutely love it. Final hour, power hour, all our bets for the football weekend. Speaking of bets for the football weekend, joining us right now to take a spin Friday night and Saturday in the great sport of college football is our pal, the great Colin Wilson. The Action Network, Big Bets on Campus podcast, along with our friend Stucky. It is awesome. People need to check it out if you bet on college football. Big Bets on Campus, and check out Colin's work at the Action Network on Twitter at _Colin1. Colin spelled with two L's. What's up, buddy?
Thanks for having me on, guys. We're getting action next week. We're finally getting to the best part of the season, and college football playoff rankings coming out. It's heating up. I love it.
I can't wait to get your thoughts on the college football playoff and the opening round of projections. Maybe we'll do that in this interview here, but I want to start because you nailed how things were going to go in Toronto in the World Series when you came on the show last week, where you Toronto's going to win one of the next two games. I think you actually bet them in game one last week, which was last Friday night. And the Blue Jays won that game 11-4. I don't know if you expected, Colin, and certainly I didn't, and Femi didn't, and I think a lot of people that bet didn't. Doesn't mean we all have to be right all the time, but I don't think we expected the Dodgers to be down 3-2 going back to Toronto. So no. Yamamoto starting tonight against Kevin Gausman. What do you think happens tonight? And if we get a Game 7, how do you think it plays out?
Yamamoto is an absolute boss. He's like the final character at the end of the Kill Bill series. I mean, I'm serious. I would never fade Yamamoto in any way. I think this goes seven games. And then you have to worry about Shohei potentially coming out of the pen for a couple of innings. And I think what's interesting is he should be highly motivated because his stuff didn't have as much movement. I mean, Vlad slapped him out of the park. I mean, it was one of the most subpar Shohei pitching performances I've ever seen. So, you know, the Dodgers are just this nasty collection of arms. And if they get to a game seven where they can spread them out to two innings like an all-star game manager does with their pitchers, that's a huge advantage for them. So I think Yamamoto shows up tonight. I mean, he's a guy I am consistently buying rookie cards on all the time. I mean, like, to me, he's the true ace of this staff. So I like Dodgers tonight. I hate to say Dodgers win it in seven because I love this Jay story and I love to see that, you know, how happy they are. But at the same time, you're going to take that entire Dodgers pitching staff and give them one game. That's a huge advantage.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Colin, but I remember watching game three, like the 18-inning marathon, where they're showing Yamamoto warming up for a potential outing in the 19th inning. Like, I had chills, and we never got to see it because Freddie Freeman walked it off. But, like, Yamamoto is that dude, and I think he's going to be that dude once again tonight with the Dodgers facing elimination. All right, let's talk some college football because we have an interesting Saturday on deck, the last Saturday before we get the first CFP rankings. And this Vandy, Texas game, early at noon Eastern, was a really, really intriguing one. Obviously, Arch Manning being the big story. He's a game-time decision, according to reports. The Longhorns, though, three-point favorites against Vandy, total 46.5. Does Diego Pavia and the Commodores, do they do it again, or does Texas keep their playoff hopes alive?
I think people are not paying attention enough to Diego's numbers and how they are declining 4 weeks straight. And maybe, and listen, that's an SEC schedule. You're getting beat up on every single week, and you have to go look at what does Vanderbilt do from a run concept perspective. They're extremely, they do a lot of damage, a lot of efficiency with man and counter with Diego. He'll just take the ball, he'll get a couple blockers, and he'll take off. That's not zone read. When they run zone read, that goes to Cedric Alexander. Why is that important? Texas absolutely dominates man and counter on a defensive line and from the linebacker perspective. They're a little bit vulnerable against inside zone. So if you're looking at this like, I would rather roll the dice and lose a Cedric Alexander than lose a Diego, well, that's what's going to happen here. I think they're going to take Diego out of the game. And I said this on our podcast, go look at his numbers. His yards per rush, his yards after first contact have nosedived the last four games. It's not that Diego's getting worse. It's that this is an SEC schedule. You're not playing in New Mexico State anymore. So I took Pavia under 50.5 yards rushing. I like Vandy under 21.5 team total just for the reasons of the fact that this defense does everything that can shut Diego down. It's going to have to be somebody else that beats Texas. I do think Texas ultimately wins. But to me, that's a riskier bet because, A, how healthy is Arch? Can he run the ball? He has to run the ball. It's the only thing he can do. And, B, is Sark going to have a good game or a bad game in his red zone play calling? I don't know. But I like a low total points. I like Diego under 50.5 rushing yards.
What about the game that's going to be played at the same time in the different conference in the Big Ten? Penn State, Ohio State, big noon kickoff. All the money's been on the Nittany Lions throughout the week. This was 21, 20.5. Now we're down to 19 at some sports books. Totals at 45, 44.5. Do you agree with that movement on the Nittany Lions, or do you think that there's a buy point eventually here on Ohio State before tomorrow's game?
My number says 16, so you would say, yeah, you're buying Penn State, right? And I think, am I buying it? No, because I like my money, and I think there's other places to put it instead of on a Penn State team that's getting blown out. But I see the path, right? And the path is that Catron Allen just had 125 yards against Iowa, a whole bunch of explosives. Like, on the ground, he is the answer. Now, Grunkemeyer, this quarterback, is not. He didn't have a single throw over 20 yards. He didn't have a single target go over 19 yards of receiving. So that's not going to be it. I think we really kind of need to look at this Ohio State offense and start asking questions about, are they really number one? First off, they lost that box score against Texas. I'm not trying to, like, throw shade on the number one team because I know nobody else is. But at the same time, they're 132nd rush EPA and 125th in pass EPA. They have no juice. The offense is not explosive whatsoever. And this isn't Chip Kelly holding stuff in the bag. So Ohio State, I don't think will have the ability to come back in games. Am I going to say they're going to down here? No, but let's table this for this big games coming up because I think Penn State can cover here. I just like to put my money in other places.
I tend to agree with your opinion about Ohio State. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Colin Wilson of the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast. You can hit him up on Twitter at @Colin1. How about OU and Tennessee? Massive game with CFP implications here. The Volunteers at home, 3-point favorites at BetMGM, total 55.5. Do you have a betting opinion between the Sooners and the Vols?
Yeah, I need to stop betting Oklahoma. Like, I've got more money on this game than any other. So I'm on the Sooners. I think, you know, they actually won yards per play. Their problem against Ole Miss was missed tackles. They had 17 missed tackles. It's been a little bit of a problem. Now, the defense is stellar. It's fantastic. They're number one, number two, and everything, but they are missing tackles. You would think maybe there's a little bit more dedication here, but at the same time, you have to go look at what Tennessee's offense is, right? They want to do this wide stretch spread, and you have to ask, can they create broken tackles? Well, they're 82nd in creating broken tackles and missed tackles. They're not very good at shaking people off. So maybe OU's tackling issues are not going to be that big of a deal here. But what I like to target on when I look at Tennessee is look at their pass concepts and what do they like to do? They do hitch routes, they do slants, and they do hitch routes. Hitch, hitch, hitch. And if you go look at OU's defense, they're number one in the nation success rate against hitch routes. They create the number one most contested catches against that route. I think this is a real problem for Tennessee's offense in this game. And plus, Tennessee is not great defensively when teams cross the 40. They're 131st in defensive finishing drives. They're allowing like 5 points to every team that crosses the 40. I think Mateer does some damage on the ground. He didn't have a mistake. He finally played a mistake-free game last week. Maybe he's ready to roll here. But Tennessee overall, their offense is just going to get stuck here against the OU defense that kills the hitch route.
Should USC be on upset alert this Saturday? Because all the betting has been towards Nebraska. Like, this was 7, yeah. 6.5. We're down to 4.5 now. And I know all the narrative, oh, Lincoln Riley traveling to the central time zone or eastern time zone outside of California. Everyone's betting Nebraska. Is that where you're at? Or do you think that the Trojans might have some value?
How many wins does USC have in the central and eastern time zone in this new conference play? I'll spoil it for you. The answer is zero. So at the same time, if I want to go get involved with Dylan Raiola, a guy who seems to throw a temper tantrum every time he gets sacked, a team that didn't show up last week offensively whatsoever. I'm not sure they even made the bus trip. Maybe just imposters in Nebraska uniforms. This game to me is really hard to bet because you can't lay USC in the, and because of what their previous history is, you can do X's and O's all you want. You have to pay attention to this Big Ten conference when teams are traveling west and teams are traveling east. They're just shells of themselves. Like, Washington can't even score for three quarters when they go to the central and eastern time zone. So for that matter alone, I'll save all the crazy analytics. Like, Nebraska's the number and it's getting hit hard.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Who's going to win the Heisman Trophy?
Oh boy, that is a great question. My vote right now would be for Ty Simpson. He is number one overall and on target. That means, can you hit your target in stride without them moving, reaching, stretching out?
He can be your choice end of season, you think? Like right now it's Ty Simpson. What about end of year? What do you think?
I am growing closer and closer and closer to trying to get conversations started around Casey Concepcion for Texas A&M. Texas A&M is not where they are without Craver and Concepcion. That is the most electric offense in the nation, and they're going to win the SEC and go to the playoff, and it's going to be because of Casey Concepcion and Mario Craver.
You think A&M will beat Alabama in an SEC title game if and when they get there?
If they played today, I'd have A&M beating them, yeah.
Who's the second best team? Well, actually, you know what? Let me phrase this a different way. Is Ohio State the best team in the country? And if the answer is yes, who's the second best team?
They're not. And the best team in the country to me is Indiana. The way they have played physically.
Just real quick. No, hold on. Cause I want to, I'm going to give you the opportunity to roll through it, but all these answers are really interesting. Give me your top five. So Indiana's one. What's the top five?
So from a power ratings perspective, it's Ohio State, Georgia, Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. Okay. But if I was to rank them on who Colin would put his money on out of those top five, I'd go Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State.
Ohio State fifth.
Yeah, absolutely. They have no juice. They have no explosiveness.
Okay, Indiana. Indiana, Ohio State, Big Ten title game. Like, what would you make the not like? What would you bet? What would the spread of the game be in your estimation?
2.5 on a neutral in Ohio State's favor.
And you'd bet Indiana.
I wouldn't even take the points. I'd take the money line.
I gotta tell you, man. I disagree, but I mean, what you know way more about this stuff than I do. I love that, man. Tell us why you think Indiana's the best team, or the team that you would want to, the team that you're most confident betting on.
I think Cignetti is the reincarnation of Nick Saban at LSU. Major success at Kent, Michigan State. Comes in with this attitude, and for some reason, he gets his players to respond. Just the physicality that they put onto Oregon, the physicality they put onto every team. The fact that he could be leading by 40 points in his halftime interview, he says, well, my defensive players are just laying on the field. Like, there's something about this guy that is turning 3 and 4 stars into 5 stars with a blue collar mentality attitude that they want to kick everybody's butt. And you don't get that from Ryan Day. You don't get that from Kalen DeBoer. And with Kirby, you can. Kirby's got some motivational speeches that'll have you running through a wall. But what Kurt Cignetti is doing with the talent and the roster that he has is unbelievable. Guys, I put out that havoc chart every week on Twitter. They're the safest offense, and they're the most havoc-minded defense, and it's not even close. Like, there's a wide gap. Like, they're unbelievable what they're doing in the numbers, and just watch the Oregon film. They just dominated them in the trench. That's not supposed to happen.
Is Indiana going to win the national championship?
I think I like Texas A&M to win the national title because I'm still under the belief that the most explosive offenses can win the national title. Georgia is the best in the red zone. Texas A&M is the best in explosives. Indiana is playing at a level on defense that nobody else is. And Ohio State doesn't have the offensive explosives to do it. And Alabama there's a problem with Cain Womack, and I've talked about it here before. He runs this base nickel defense, and he doesn't change it. There's not a modification to what Cain Womack does with his blitzes, with his pressure rates, and with his personnel. And it just by the third quarter, teams pick it up on Alabama, and they're able to do some damage. I mean, Ty Simpson has to be heroic for Alabama to beat some of these other names I'm naming off.
You think you talk to his dad, Tony, and get that figured out. Final one, 20 seconds here. If Indiana's going to beat Ohio State and be undefeated going into the playoff, why don't you like Mendoza to win the Heisman? Like 20 seconds for the answer.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I would put him number 3. That's a fair question. I think if Indiana does win the Big Ten, he absolutely has the right to it. Maybe it's just hard to see that helmet of Indiana winning the Heisman Trophy, right? Because the fan base is very one-sided to certain teams. Like OU has like 50 voters, you know, because they're all former winners. Like, Mendoza's up there. That's fair.
And look, like, Colin has forgotten more about college football than I know. I thought this was a fascinating interview. You want to be following him on Twitter at _Colin1, Colin spelled with 2 L's. Big Bets on Campus podcast with our buddy Stucky, who is also tremendous. And of course, all the work at the Action Network. My friend, we appreciate you. Good luck with the bets, and we will catch up with you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Colin Wilson joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Femi and I break down Game 6 of the World Series, Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.